I'm Alan Combs. I want to welcome Beverly Willett. How you doing, Beverly?
Hi, Alan.
Thank you for coming on. Beverly is a freelance writer, a former entertainment attorney, who has written for major publications like the New York Times, Newsweek, Women's Day, among others. You have had quite an odyssey with your, unfortunately now, former marriage.
Right.
You were upset with the idea that with no-fault divorce, you didn't have a say in keeping your family together, because that's the way no-fault worked. Tell us what happened.
Well, actually, when I went through my divorce in New York, there was fault-based divorce in New York. So I actually did have an option, and I did try and fight my divorce. What happened is in all of the other states except for New York, there's been no fault since 1985. New York was the lone holdout. And this summer, the legislature enacted no-fault divorce, mm-hmm. and the governor signed the bill about 2 weeks ago.
Right. So that enabled your husband to do what he wanted to do, right?
No, actually, our divorce was final before.
So you let it go. In other words, you stopped fighting at some point?
Well, at some point, it became inevitable because he basically moved across the border into another state where no fault was mm-hmm. permissible. So
right.
At that point, there was basically nothing I could do.
All right. So let's go back here for a second. Your marriage is going fine. You're married for how long now? I mean, things started going bad.
By the time that we were divorced, I believe it was 26 years.
Okay. So one day your husband began having an affair?
Correct.
And you were blindsided by this?
Absolutely blindsided,
How did you handle it at the time?
Well, at the time, we started marital counseling. And as far as I was concerned, you know, anything to save the marriage and to save the family, I mean, that is my highest priority.
Right, but he wanted out, right?
He wanted out, correct.
Now, what do you do when, he wanted to end the marriage. You wanted to keep the marriage going. Why would you want to stay married to someone who didn't want to be married to you?
Well, you know,
for whatever reason, I mean, you know.
There are many reasons. I mean, I think that it goes beyond just me. I think that in our society, what we're looking at with no-fault divorce and with the number of divorces that have been coming down the pike for the last several decades, marriage has become very devalued in our society, the concept of marriage and family. I also knew intuitively that this was not going to be good for our children.
But is it good for the kids to have two parents at odds with each other where one of the people in the relationship doesn't want to be there? Is that good for the kids?
You actually the research that is out there shows that divorce is actually the culprit, okay? If you look at the divorce from scholars like Judith Wallerstein and Elizabeth Marquardt, who have researched this area, and remember, no fault didn't start until 1970, so you have to wait until these children grow up and you have a body of people to research and interview. And they are challenging the once prevailing wisdom that whether the divorce can be characterized
right.
as good or bad determines how well children fare.
Except the bottom line is this. If you are, let's say you for whatever reason decided you didn't want to be married to somebody anymore, you'd want out. You wouldn't want to stay in a relationship you didn't want to be in. And I'm not sure that's healthy for anybody.
Well, I think that at bottom, what we're looking at here is our happiness culture, okay? We basically say we're unhappy at this moment, and we think that the grass is greener on the other side.
So you were convinced if your husband just stuck around, eventually he'd be happy with you again. Or not you. I'm not making it personal to you, but he would be happy again in the marriage once if he just stuck it out.
Well, let me just point out the fact that I think in my article I pointed out that we had been, and I didn't get into specifics, but we had weathered many, many storms in our marriage over the course of the 20 years before he left. There were many, many difficulties in our marriage that we
like most marriages, right.
Exactly, that we were able to see through. And I think that you have to realize that there's no crystal ball. I mean,
right.
there are midlife crises that people go through.
Right.
And they
but
get
so,
through
should
them.
Someone have the right to say, look, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. You know, please release me, let me go. I'm ready to go. I want to move on. Can an adult have the right to make that decision?
I don't think that when you have a situation where you have two people who have made a decision to commit to each other, that one person, and especially I think when children are involved, because when children are involved, I think the rules change, and I think that what we've seen now with the research coming out is that children do not fare well from divorce. It's divorce itself that changes children radically forever.
We're talking about that. You bring
the rules change. I think that the answer is no.
Well, I forget the question now. The answer is no to what? That you should not have the freedom to leave a relationship that you don't want to be in? Let's take kids out of the equation for a moment. We're talking about two adults. Let's just take kids out of the equation. Two people have a relationship. One person says, I want out of this relationship. I don't want to be in this relationship anymore for whatever reason, which honestly is probably better than going around, sneaking around, cheating on the relationship. The guy says, or the woman could say, look, I want to be with other people. I'm telling you this now. I want to be honest with you. I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. You say that person should not have the right to do that.
I don't think so, because I don't think that when you make the commitment, I think that you don't make the commitment if you're going to try and get out of the commitment.
Don't always know. Look, people change over time. I am not promoting adultery. I'm not promoting divorce, but I'm being realistic. People change over time. In the course of a 26-year marriage, in the course of a 10-year marriage, a 5-year marriage, people can go through changes where they're not in the same place anymore, and one of the other party says, look, I love you. We had a great time. It was great, whatever. I really want to move on with my life. I don't want to be here anymore.
Then I say that we need to look at what marriage is in the first place, and we need to look at what we're doing then is we're elevating the me in our society, the I over the we, okay? We're basically now we're saying we're elevating rights over responsibilities, okay? We're also defining happiness. Happiness is however I happen to feel at any particular time.
Right.
And, you know, and I've gotten some comments from people, you know, a young person who was not married and didn't have any children who said, this is just terrible. My culture, and I guess basically he was in his 20s, he said, we don't want marriage anymore because look at what's happened. And I agree with him because I think that because divorce has gotten out of control, okay, we don't place the value on marriage like we should. And
well,
I
that
think
may or may
marriage
not be true, but you can't force someone to be married to you. It doesn't want to be married to you.
Then you don't have to force them to get to marry.
But I mean,
the first
after the
either.
Marriage takes place, look, people change over time. Things change. Circumstances change. Someone could wake up one day and say, look, I want to move to the Sahara Desert. I want to become a shepherd. I want to marry so-and-so instead. I want to have affairs. What if your husband said, okay, I'll stay married to you, but I want to see other women. Would that be okay?
Oh, absolutely not. Of course not.
So what if he said, look, I'll stay in the marriage. We'll do it for the kids, but I want to sleep with other women.
Well, you know, I was actually, I was willing to forgive him and move on and work toward that. And I think we need to look at forgiveness in our society, too.
But you're not addressing my question, which is, what if he was willing to compromise and say, okay, I'll stay married. You want to stay married? I'll stay married. We'll do it for the kids. But I want the freedom to be with other people.
You make a commitment, and that commitment has certain things that go along with that. What example are we setting? Marriage is becoming devalued in our society if we look at it that way. And I think that the building block of our society is the health of our marriages and the health of our families. And when the health of our marriage is in trouble and the health of our families are in trouble, I think our whole society is in trouble. And I think if we look at a lot of the things that are happening in our culture with our children, okay, we can trace it back to marriage, and we can trace it back to families and how we're devaluing them in our society.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it's possible that someone can fall out of love with somebody?
I think it's possible that happens. But I think, you know what? I think that also we look in our society, we are still in that Cinderella kind of fantasy world.
Yeah, I understand.
And I think people move.
This is
through.
All philosophical, but I'm telling you, it's possible that you fall out of love with somebody, right?
Absolutely. I think it's possible.
All right. A man says to a woman, just follow me along. A man says to a woman, okay, look, I was in love with you. We had a wonderful 10, 20, whatever years. I am not in love with you anymore. I have met somebody else. You want to force someone to stay married to you who's not in love with you?
I think that when children are involved, I think perhaps there could be different situations where divorce might be possible.
See, I wouldn't want to be with someone who didn't want to be with me, which is most people.
Can I just point something out, Alan? The research also shows, that most marriages that go through these troubles, weather the storm. If people are willing to stick it out and people are willing to be patient about it, they come out on the other side. What we have is a culture where someone decides one day I'm not happy and I'm not willing to be patient and I'm not willing to wait.
How long did you and your husband go through this period where he was having an affair and you're trying to work it out and you've ultimately decided to move to New Jersey and make the divorce happen? How long was that period of time?
Well, he started having an affair at the end of 2002 and, was in love with someone else within, a few weeks and moved out a couple of months later. And then the litigation began.
So he wasn't coming back?
Well, How did I know that?
Well,
I know he wasn't having a midlife crisis?
Much
I think
possible.
Also,
yeah.
Alan, I think also what we need to look at here in our society is we need to have less tolerance for people who are involved with people who are married,
Well, what do you want to do about it?
Well, I think that we need to start talking about these things.
Well, we
do. I think we need to start talking about these things, and we need to have less tolerance about them. We need to not just look the other way.
Here's what I think the problem is.
Happen.
You know what I think the problem is, and this is a rather controversial issue perhaps. I don't know that we are biologically set to be monogamous. I'm not sure that animals, we are mammals, are biologically monogamous. And we are socialized, however, to be in a situation where you're with one person. It used to be easier when we only lived till 45 or 50. But now that people live, till 80, 90, 100, and you're supposed to be with the same person for 60 or 70 years, I don't know if that's realistic.
You know what I think? I think that is a big rationalization so that people can be happy, can get out of marriages, that you can always find something. I used to be a lawyer, and you know what? You can go out there and you can find somebody as an expert.
Right.
No matter what you want, you can find an expert.
Well, let me ask this, Beverly. Have you met somebody else?
Oh, in my life? No.
I mean, no, since your husband and you split, have you met anybody
else? No, I have dated, but I don't have anyone in my life.
The point is, you can and will love again, right?
I hope so.
I'm sure you will. We're going to take a quick break. A lot of listeners want to get on this. I want to take some calls on this. Beverly Willett is our guest. We'll open up our phones at 877. By the way, beverlywillett.com is your website.
Correct.
And we will come back at 877-367-2526.
Email Alan. Download the podcast. Hear Alan's hate mail. It's all Alan, all in one place.
You can type it into your Google, man.
AlanCombsRadio.com.